and second that my highest ever vote, you know, because people might say, oh, the middle ground's disappearing. Actually, if the LP and Ulster Unionist had a terrible election, Alliance, I've got it for Naomi, I've got it for my colleague Paula Bradshaw, but when you look across our other constituencies, that middle ground, that you know, non-tribal voice is growing, and I'm delighted actually with last night's result. Now, I have to say congratulations to Jim Shannon, he's the DUP MP for Strangford. The votes that he pulled out is proof that the DUP, after getting a kicking in March, they went out and pulled out their vote and got them out. An amazing turnout for him. But in that turnout, we still agree. So I'm quite happy, Frank.
Do you really think there's an interest in middle ground politics in Northern Ireland? Surely it's about the DUP and Sinn Féin.
Well, it's about the DUP and Sinn Féin because of the scare tactics. It's you vote them, get, you know, a border poll, vote them, you know, you'll get in with the Tories. Well, we've seen that the DUP will probably be going in with the Tories. But the thing is, people in Northern Ireland, you know, those of us who are younger, those of us who've been through the terrible troubles and don't want that coming back again, look and go, oh, we need something different here. We don't need the tribal politics. We don't need the polarisation. And that voice is growing. It is growing. But we did have two very strong parties who used their big, strong party money to pull out an election result. And we have what we have today. I don't think it's a good day for Northern Ireland, but we'll see how they go forward. I will be holding the DUP completely to account to make sure they get the best deal for Northern Ireland. And we will, of course, be fighting from the sidelines to ensure that Stormont's back up and running. You know, it's time for Northern Ireland to have its voice heard. And if DUP is going to be there with the Tories, then we need them to make sure that they're speaking on behalf of all of us.
But why would you be concerned that if so many people vote for the DUP and Sinn Féin that we might go back to the bad old days?
It's the polarisation, it's the fear tactics, it's the tribal politics. You know, in Northern Ireland, when we had everybody working together, when we had the five-party assembly, you know, there was a time there when we were starting to move forward. We were starting to see things like the border poll wasn't such an issue. But these successive elections means that those bigger parties go straight back to their corners. They go straight back to their fighting stances. And that is a concern.
But that's how the people of Northern Ireland think. The majority of people agree with the DUP or Sinn Féin. It's the mindset. It's Northern Ireland. It's the way we are.
Well, I don't think so. As I saw myself, I added on another 1,000 people onto my vote. Not everybody thinks that way. There is a growing number of people. Okay, in this election, we have the two polarised parties. Their fear tactics have got people out to vote for them, but there still is this creeping number of us coming forward, of the people who don't want this, the people who want something better for Northern Ireland, who think that we can all be together in this country, that you don't have to go to the opposite corners, that there's something more positive for us.
Okay, Kelly Armstrong, thanks for speaking to us and congratulations on your vote last night. But thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you.
Kelly Armstrong came second in the poll in Strangford. Good morning to you. 90-333-105, 077-66-105, 105. Good morning, good morning. Got to speak to a man who reckons we're in a very difficult place, and I'll let you guess who it is. He's on next.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105.